Hey guys, how are you all doing? Welcome to Seller Speak. I'm Ankita Nagraj. I head the customer success team at Seller App. So, as sellers, I'm sure all of you have heard or at least tried out the latest new innovative strategy to interact and get in touch with potential buyers and seize the capability that it provides to rank your product higher and get reviews and launch your product properly. So, yes, we're talking about the famous chatbots. And to talk more about it, we have Michelle Barnum-Smith with us today. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi, Ankita. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So we're very happy to have you here. So Michelle mainly focuses, she is from Amazon Messenger Bot Club, and she focuses on teaching Amazon sellers how to use Messenger bots to build lists, launch products, get reviews, and rank higher on Amazon search algorithm. And Michelle has over 18 years of experience in marketing, and she's been featured on Forbes, Business Insider, and the Examiner, ExpertBeacon.com, and has also been a featured speaker at ASD Market Week, AMZ Innovate, Global Sources Summit, and Traffic and Conversion. Lots of it. Welcome to the show, Michelle. As I said, very happy to
Thanks,
have you
thanks.
here.
I know, it's like a mouthful, I get around. So guys, maybe for me before, but here we are. We're happy to be on Seller Speak and talk about Messenger chatbots.
Awesome. So, to kick things off, for our viewers who are new to the scene, can you explain in layman terms what chatbots are and how it helps sellers drive traffic?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, at a high level, a chatbot is an automated experience. So, chatbots have a lot of different use cases, use purposes. In generally speaking, it can be a customer service automated response. It can be it can be, kind of answering FAQs, like frequently asked questions that people have about a business. And of course, it can be used for sales and marketing as well. One of the things that my husband owns a bike shop, and one of the things people are always asking on like his Facebook page is like, what are your hours, what's your location, and what's your phone number? And so it drives them crazy to have to add, and they have it listed on their Facebook page, so I don't know why people cannot read, but they'll message them all the time. And so like a common thing that we built into his chat bot was like, are you looking for an address, are you looking for our location, here are our hours, here's our phone number, like those kind of common things. And so that's just like one level of one use case of what you can do with a chatbot. And obviously, when it comes to the things that I teach, it's all about marketing and automated marketing and what you can do specifically with Facebook Messenger as a chatbot platform.
Awesome. And why is Facebook Messenger such a big deal for Amazon sellers? How does it disrupt the status quo?
Yeah, so Messenger, when it comes right down to it, Messenger kind of collapses all of the different tools that sellers used to have to do to be able to take back control of their listings and drive traffic on Amazon. I think every Amazon seller knows that they can't just rely on Amazon's traffic to be able to launch their products, or if their products are slipping in the rankings, or if there's shady stuff going on with other sellers or competitors. Having your own list, having your own traffic source gives you more control and more power to take control of your listings on Amazon. And what I love about Facebook Messenger, having been in the marketing industry for over 18 years, is I've seen how complicated marketing can be, and that's coming from a marketing professional, right? And so for Amazon sellers, many of whom are, small business startups, maybe a one-person team, and you're trying to figure out like all of these different marketing tools. And let's be clear, there are marketing tools that pop up constantly. There's new marketing tools all the time. And so it's really easy to get into like, well, which one should I use? Or get into shiny object syndrome where you're like, oh, I gotta try that. Oh, I gotta try that. And what that ends up doing is, being a huge waste of time and money. But what's great about Messenger is that it's a really easy platform to set up and to use and to quickly build a launch list and a traffic source that you can use over and over again to rank your products, harvest reviews, and of course, drive revenue, which is what, what we all care about, what we all want.
Yes. Well, very well put. So, is this suitable for all types of sellers? What types of Amazon sellers does it work best for?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, because one of the things that I've been building chatbots for Amazon sellers for over 2 years now, which is actually like, you know, kind of cutting edge technology, because Messenger has only been available for businesses for about 2 years, let's be honest. So I saw it in the very beginning and I saw how it could be used. And so I've worked with a lot of different kinds of Amazon sellers. And the reality is any type of Amazon seller can use Messenger. But the ones who get the best bang for their buck are those who have 5 to 10 related products and that are private label, where you're trying to build a brand, and Messenger is kind of the main platform to be able to that list, that subscribe base, and you know, to think in terms of, well, I'm creating this launch list and I want to have that audience stay responsive and engaged. And if you only have one product that you're launching, you know, you're gonna go through all the expense of building that list and then launch one product. And if you try to launch it again 3 weeks later, I mean, would you, like, if you were on somebody's list, would you be responsive to that? Probably not, you know. And on the other end of the spectrum, I've talked to sellers who sell thousands of products, but they're all kind of a variation of the same thing. Like back late last year, for whatever reason, somehow I spoke to pretty much every seller who sells sheets on Amazon, and I was like, I don't even know how it happened. They all found me all at once. But one of the individuals has 9 brands of sheets on Messenger, and I was, or on Amazon, and I was like, and he was talking about Messenger strategies, and I'm like, listen, man, this is not going to work, because, you know, the average consumer is going to buy sheets once every 2 years. And if you're just doing, you know, week after week of new sheet promos, it's going to get old. You know, people are not, that's not going to be a valuable launch list for you to be on. So the kind of scenarios that work best are where you have 5 to 10 or more related products that are different enough, not just a variation on the same thing, that you can provide. Because you have to think in terms of what does that launch list, what's going to keep people engaged, and it's frequent communication, frequent deals, and that's what's going to keep them engaged and responsive to be on your list and be worth the effort in building that audience.
Interesting. So how does one go about creating the list?
Yeah, so there's lots of different ways that you can do it. The ways that we have kind of nailed down to be really turnkey, quick, and the least expensive is to build your audience using Facebook ads. Now, I know that can scare some people. They're like, I'm not technical, and I'm certainly not, and, like, you know, I can barely manage posting on my Facebook page. Don't make me turn around and use this scary Facebook ads platform. But really, when it comes down to, we've really simplified the process because we've tested so much, and the kind of campaigns that work the best are giveaway contests, where you're giving away kind of like a suite of your products. And this is really important. Yeah. I've seen sellers who build lists using giveaway prizes that have nothing to do with what they sell, like a cruise, you know, and they sell gym equipment, but they're using a cruise to attract people. And I'm like, okay, here's the problem with that, is that people are joining your list and they have no idea who you are or why they're joining your list. And so when you message them later, you know, there's going to be a mass exodus, a mass unsubscribe, because people are pissed off that they're on your list and they have no idea what they're doing there. So that's why I like using a giveaway featuring your products, because you know people are interested in your products, and that's why they signed up for the giveaway in the first place. Yeah. And you know, in our process, we've figured out like the exact type of ads that work, how the ads should look, what the ads should say, the ad copy itself. And then we've really simplified the process for connecting that with Messenger using a platform called ManyChat to make it really simple and easy. I was talking to one of the members on our club the other day, and he said that he's been trying for 3 years to build an email list, and he has like 1600 people on his email list. And in the last 2 weeks, he's created a Messenger list of 800 subscribers at like 20 cents a subscriber using our methods. So like we've really worked really hard to you know, to do that. Now that's one way that you can build a subscriber base. You can also run subscriber campaigns that are actual coupon offers of one of your products. So like you can kind of layer a ranking campaign with a subscriber campaign at the same time. Now those are a little bit more expensive to run, but we found that a 75% off deep discount coupon offer gets the highest level of conversion for the cheapest cost per subscriber, and the actual use rate of that coupon is exponentially higher than like running a 30% off offer. You know, a 30% off offer is not super compelling, and so the cost per subscriber is going to be higher, and then the actual use rate of that coupon or somebody converting and being a customer is much lower. So we found that 75% off is really the sweet spot in that kind of coupon deep discount offer. And if you let it run, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, and you have enough, you know, get enough traction with it, then it ranks your product as well.
Great.
So it's win-win.
Absolutely. So I guess talking about giveaways and coupons, I think you've pretty much summarized how to launch a product. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to that?
Well, that's how to build your subscriber base. Launching is its own.
Oh, really?
launching a product, once you actually have a subscriber base, is its own process in and of itself.
Do you want to maybe explain what the whole process is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a 5-step protocol that we use for a new product launch. And it really is, once you've built that subscriber base, you take, you use our five-step protocol to be able to actually use your list to launch your product. So what you do is you segment your audience into four groups. The first audience, the first group, about 200 to 500 people. And what you're going to do is, I only recommend doing this on a brand new product. As an existing listing, if you do this, you can lose your buy box. So use it your own risk. So the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to run a 4-hour flash sale on your listing itself. You're going to actually change the list price of the listing from, you know, your MSRP to a price point that is, you know, usually about 75% to 80% off, but without going so low that it becomes an add-on.
Yeah.
So usually about a $10 to $15 product. Now some sellers have like luxury items or super expensive products, and you have to be careful with the campaigns that you're going to run to that audience, because if you sell a $250 product and you lower it to $100 to a cold audience, that still doesn't seem that great of a deal. So you might want to just skip this step altogether. But for those doing this step, so this is a manual process that you're going to do, because you have to go in and obviously change the list price, you know, to lower it, and then obviously start the promotion, and then you got to go back in and make sure that you change it back to the original price, so your price doesn't get locked down at that lower price, because if you try to change it later, you lose your buy box, you know, all of those things. So that's the first step, and why we like to do that is all of those purchases count for price purchases. Means they are they're verified purchases that we can follow up and request reviews from. And built into our flows that we create in Messenger or create in ManyChat are follow-up sequences requesting reviews from people who are in that segment. And so that's the first step, is a little bit of like a one-day boost as a ranking effort, but it's also for harvesting reviews as well. Now, the second step is purely a ranking campaign, and this campaign is 10 to 15-day drip, where you're launching your product, you know, if you need to sell 10 to 30 units a day over 15 days, this type of campaign you're going to run via single-use coupons. Once again, that's going to be an offer anywhere between 50 and 75% off to your actual launch list. And the launch segment and this one, you need to do your keyword research, use seller apps, keyword research tools, find out how competitive the keywords are that you're trying to rank for, and then come back and figure out, okay, well, how many do I need to give away for how many days to be able to, you know, rank for that keyword and get the position that I'm looking for, and then the flows themselves actually drip out. So you're going to, you know, anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 people are going to go through list full. So, you know, the average launch list, you want to have your launch list 2,000 to 3,000 people or more, of course, but at least that many to be able to accomplish what you need to do. Now, caveat, and really important for sellers to know, when you're doing a launch, you need to recognize that you're going to invest inventory in this. So if you're trying to rank for a super competitive keyword and you have to give away 20 units a day for 10 days, that's 200 units that you need to give away. And one of my biggest frustrations working with clients and working with sellers is, you know, they'll have, you know, 300 units total, but they, to be able to rank the product, they have to give away 250. Well, I mean, that's really not worth it at the end of the day, because then you only have 50 yeah. units in stock to be able to sell. You're not going to recoup that. That's not going to be a positive ROI campaign.
Yeah.
You know? So you really have to think in terms of like, okay, does this type of campaign make sense to run? And when you are doing a brand new product launch, you have to factor in how many units you're going to have to give away when you're doing your ordering of your inventory, and make sure that you have the, you know, it doesn't have to be an FBA, it has to be accessible pretty quickly, you know? And so if you're going to have to reorder and then it's going to take 90 days for you to get, you know, new inventory back in, well, that's a wasted launch, right? So make sure that you have the inventory levels that you need before you do the launch. Otherwise, it's not worth it, right? Okay, so the third step is a general offer using a group coupon of 30% or less to the rest of your list. And the 30% is a really important number, because that is the number that we've tested where sellers can still, the buyers using a group coupon still count as full price purchases, or at least can count as not full price purchases, excuse me, but count as verified purchases, and therefore can get verified reviews for that purchase. So it's important to, you know, to have that general coupon offer to the rest of your list. And this is the offer that you would also publish externally, if you have other traffic sources like your email list, Facebook page, Instagram audience, you know, this general offer can go everywhere to everyone. And included in that is going to be a review follow-up sequence as well.
Yeah.
So we want to be able to harvest reviews. Now, I recently spoke with a seller who has some intel that essentially to get that product off the ground from a review perspective, you want about 21 reviews. And at about 21 reviews, that is when 21 positive reviews, of course, 5-star. That's the point where the algorithm kind of turns in your favor and kind of accelerates things. Now, obviously, some categories are super competitive. I was talking to a seller yesterday in the supplement space.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, if you are not already in the supplement space and you are thinking, hey, I should get in the supplement space, just don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. It is such a competitive, crazy, cutthroat space. It is truly Wild West, gunslingers everywhere. I don't know. It's just crazy. Please just don't get into the supplement space. But like, for them to do a product launch, they have to even be able to like be considered a peer in the space, they have to get anywhere from 100 to 1,000 reviews pretty darn quickly. And that leads me to kind of like the fourth step. And this is the step that I say, like, it's completely against terms of service. Please don't do it if you don't have to do it. But you know, if you get those 21 reviews, be happy, like, and just trust the rest of the organic reviews come in. We can talk about other strategies on how to get reviews from your organic sales. But this fourth step is essentially review, like what I call like a product test or rebate, where you're inviting a small group, less than 100, less than 50 people to test your product and leave honest feedback, and in return, obviously, you know, receive some sort of incentive, right? Now, here's the thing is, when it comes to Amazon, especially, you know, we've seen some crazy things happen in the last year with reviews being stripped off of listings, with ASINs being blocked for abnormal review behavior, and all of these kinds of things. And so what we take away from that is that Amazon is being extremely protective and aggressive in protecting the reviews. And so if you, So essentially the number that we've heard, that we've seen from our sellers who have, you know, account managers at Amazon, is that, you know, from a sales to review ratio, it's about 1 to 5% of sales should convert into a review after 15 days from purchase. So if you are doing a product launch and you have 20 of your friends and family go out and buy your product, and then all of a sudden 20 reviews show up on your listing, your ASIN is going to get blocked for abnormal review velocity. So that's why I have this fourth step buried in the rest of the campaign, because it's the very last thing. At this point, you've sent probably anywhere from, you know, 500 to 2,500 people to your listing. There's been a lot of traffic, hopefully a lot of sales as well. And so the very last thing to do is this kind of seeded review, these seeded review campaigns. And so that will bury the reviews under the layers of the sales to hopefully match that 1 to 5% rate. Now, another thing to pay attention to, whether you're using Messenger or email or any other source to launch your products from, please don't use an ASIN review URL. You know, what Amazon, if you're sending people straight from to a link where they can quickly review that product, that's going to get flagged for abnormal review behavior. You know, you think about the consumer path, and it's go to Amazon.com if they're wanting to leave a review. So for their own purposes, right? They go to Amazon.com, they navigate up to their orders, they navigate to the product that they purchased on that product, and then they leave a review. Right. And so in our list, in our flows that we built out in our templates, we provide those step-by-step instructions. The link that we have customers click on is Amazon.com or Amazon.co.uk or whatever, you know, the listing, the in-country listing is. We're not sending them to the ASIN review URL. So that's just a tip to pay attention to as you're running these campaigns. And then the fifth and final step, and only if you need it, is to run that last type of subscriber campaign that I talked about. If you need additional ranking velocity, then run that cold traffic Facebook ad coupon offer of 75% off to the Facebook cold audience and you know, giving people a single use to go and buy the product. That's kind of the last step that you do. Use your list first, use this valuable asset that you've already created, and then if you need to do the ranking campaign via Facebook ads, then you do that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a mouthful.
Definitely is. And I really loved how you've included the recent Amazon changes, and you're warning sellers against doing certain things that could have worked in the past. And now they will definitely either get suspended or get into trouble with Amazon. So, and I think this is great. This is amazing. So if they can't stay within Amazon TOS and then, you know, start getting more, drive more traffic and get reviews and then get sales in the initial few days, like 15 days, like you said, and it's going to be great, you know. And what about sellers who have been selling on Amazon for quite some time, and then they would like to maybe rank their product higher or would like to get more reviews? Will they have to apply the same strategies, or do you have any more new strategies for them?
Yeah, so if you have an existing listing, so let's just talk ranking first, and then we'll talk reviews.
Yes. Yeah.
So ranking first, if you're slipping in the rankings, I mean, essentially it's going to be a combination of step one and step two, where you're doing, you know, a quick flash sale to your audience and then doing a 10 to 15 day drip. And then maybe step five is the cold traffic. And at any time you can do the cold traffic, you know, coupon offer and control essentially the, you know, the amount of coupons that are delivered, you know, sent out on a daily basis just by controlling your ad spend, you know, your ad budget itself. So that's typically what I recommend, is steps one, two, and five for re-ranking a product. Do steps one and two first because they're free, and then do step five last if needed for additional you know, sticking. As it relates to reviews, so there's a couple of different ways that you can capture your Amazon customers, your organic Amazon customers, and harvest those reviews. My favorite way is free, and it is by including a product insert on your actual package. You know that every single one of your customers is going to receive your product and get some sort of either on the package itself or an insert in the package, have a call to action about how to engage with you and make it really compelling. I mean, with the ManyChat platform, there's two ways that you can get people in. You can just generate a URL and people go to that URL and they're automatically subscribed. Yay. You can also do Messenger's version of QR code. It's called the Messenger code. That's a lot of people are unfamiliar with how to use that kind of code. So use it with instructions. If you're going to use the Amazon Messenger code or the Facebook Messenger code, be sure to pair it with a URL. It's like do this or go here. And we see a lot of customers who, or a lot of Amazon sellers who just, from a subscriber perspective, just have those activities going on, and that's how they build their subscriber list. So if you sell electronics, or if you sell a product that is available, or that maybe could suffer from, any kind of like product guarantee issues, on the product listing, include a warranty. You know, make it easy for people to register their product with you, and get customer service should they have any problems with the product, because that's really important. You know, you want to avoid negative reviews as much as you want to harvest positive reviews. So make it really easy for them to contact you if they have problems with their product. So I'm a huge fan of warranty registrations. If you're going to offer some sort of deal, so like my supplement clients will do like a free bottle, get a free bottle, you know, thanks so much for ordering, get your next bottle is on us, just go to this link and we'll send you, register and we'll send you a free bottle. That's super compelling. A 50% off code, thanks so much for shopping with us, click here to get 50% off your next order. You know, if you're offering 20% off, it's not going to work. You know, I've seen some sellers who will do like, thanks so much for shopping with us. You know, click here to get a $10, $50, $100 Amazon gift card or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of those because I'd rather have people buying your products. So I'd rather do a coupon or, you know, a free bottle or, you know, something like that where it's your products that people are signing up to get. And what's great about those subscribers is that you know they are customers. You can tag them and you can send them into follow-up sequences where what do we care about? We care about reviews, right? So as part of those follow-up sequences, we can be very conversational, very subtle in asking like, hey, talk to us about how you like the product. How's it working for you? You know, and if people indicate, like, we give them options. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Or like, was it a gift? If it was a gift, then we can't leave a review. But if they love it, then we're going to talk to them about like, oh, we're so happy that you love it. It would mean so much to us if you would take a minute and leave a review, you know, and we have kind of like a review follow-up. Now, if you want to get, and if they don't love it, then we have information about either warranty claims or how to receive a refund. Let's customer service, right? You want to be able to provide that customer service. Now, for the people who love it, there's that initial ask of, do you mind? You, of course, can get more aggressive in your follow-up, right?
Yeah.
You can get into incentives. You can get into, you know, some of the things for more against POS. But at least that initial process, what we've seen is, you know, we've seen really high click-through rates on those going to leave a review just by asking, just by reminding. You know, like sometimes as sellers and you forget what it's like to be a consumer. And, you know, I'm sure you've experienced this. You get your Amazon box in mail or it shows up at your door and you've opened it and you either love it or hate it in that moment or whatever. And already you're on your way.
Yeah.
You know, you've completely forgotten about going and leaving a review for that seller, right? And so it's just a way to follow up and remind them to do that. And it's a pretty good rate. Obviously, by knowing that they're a customer, you're able to build as many follow-ups as you want. Try not to be aggressive and annoying, but course, you can build instances in there if you want to. So that's one of my favorite ways to reach all of your customers with an opportunity to get on your ManyChat list and follow up and request a review. And any seller, any size seller can do that now. Any size. You don't have to have the 5 to 10 products. Like if you really only have that one product, get that product insert in there and start building that base of your customers now and building that relationship with them.
That's awesome. And I just wanted to ask, like, if we are going to give them, let's say, 50% coupon code, or, you know, after the purchase, will it be considered by Amazon as incentivizing the buyer for a review?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where if you're giving somebody a 50% off coupon just to join your list, that's not incentivizing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the incentivizing is buried. If you choose to do it, it's going to be very buried later down in the process. So the typical flow for a subscriber is, you know, as soon as they go to that link, so let's say it's a free bottle of, you know, of a supplement, you go to that link and the flow that pops up from Messenger says, Hey, Michelle, thanks so much for your interest in your free bottle. Tell us about your order so we can get that sent. We just have to verify a few things about your order so we can get that sent to you. So we have a few custom fields to enter in, like your name, their order number, you know, proof of purchase, essentially. And then once they enter that information, you know, say thanks, your order's on its way. We'll follow up with you in a few days with some additional, you know, some additional information. So right. A few days later, you know, especially if it's a supplement, you want to give them some time to use that product. You know, and also going back to the whole like abnormal review velocity, 10 to 15 days post-purchase, you know, is kind of a fair time to actually get that review and to give people with a supplement time to actually experience the product and see if it works for them. Right. So after about, you know, 10 days, you're going to send that follow up and be like, hey, Michelle, I just want to make sure that you received the free bottle that you sent, that we sent you. Say yes, no, you know, whatever. You provide a little customer service if necessary. And then you ask them how they like the product.
Yeah.
Right. How's it working for you? Is it working for you? Right. Once again, it's customer service. Yeah. We care about your experience. Right. Do you think that's going to be a negative experience for them to go through that? No, it's not going to be annoying. They're going to, they're going to appreciate that you care. Right. Good karma, good vibes going. Right. And then at that point you talk about, like, you know, health review.
Right.
And then later they still haven't left the review. Like, hey, we're offering this, you know, it would mean so much. Like we have another bottle for you free if you want. So, I mean, the incentivization, is it against terms of service? Of course it is. But it's not on the packaging, right? You're not saying, you know, leave us a review and get a free bottle.
Yeah.
Right? Don't do that, guys. Yeah. Don't do that. That will Amazon sees your products. Okay. So don't do that. That will be obviously the incentivization, if you choose to do it, is very weighed down.
Awesome. So there is absolutely no doubt that our chatbots are truly revolutionizing the whole industry to launch products, get reviews, right? So I recently read that it was estimated in 2018 that 27% of US adults bought products through a chatbot, right? Do you think it could soon replace other forms of engagement like emails and other mediums?
It's way on its way. And the predominant reason for that is just the engagement levels that you see. You know, the reason why people in the past had to build a massive launch list is because they, you know, a massive email list is because the engagement rates are so low. Because, you know, really when it came down to it, you had to build this 100,000 person list because your open rates were like, you know, like 5 to 10% max, you know, like a hot launch list, email list, you know, maybe you can get a 20% open rate. Messenger open rate is anywhere from 90 to 100%.
That's amazing.
Right. Click through rates on a hot email list, maybe like 10 to 15%. Most of the time it's more like 1 to 2%. And with Messenger audience, you're looking at 60 to 80% conversion.
That's brilliant.
Right. And for, and I'm a huge fan of obviously building that launch list and creating, you know, creating kind of like a VIP club inside of your launch list. So people, these people are like your super love group where you're giving them the deals first, and you kind of train them to know that if they get a message from you, A, it's going to be valuable, and B, it's going to be, scarce or timely. You know, like I gotta open this right now because they're probably running some crazy deal and it's only good for, you know, for a couple hours or something like that. So it's important to create kind of like a consistency in communication. And this is something really important that I've been talking a lot about with sellers lately, is because once again, it's really easy to think of Messenger as like a shiny object and be like, oh, I just gotta try that.
Yeah.
And so they build a launch list and they run one campaign and it doesn't blow their minds, right? And I'm like, well, it's cold traffic. You have this brand new audience. They don't know you yet. They don't trust you yet. They don't know what this all is. It's all very new. And so you gotta be consistent. You gotta create this trust factor with them. And the lists that I see that perform the best are where they have momentum going with their audience, where they have consistent communication going on. So what I recommend is that you use the tool that you have, both email and Messenger. I love email. Email is never going to go away completely, because email is its own valuable channel. And it's where you can tell your brand story. It's where you can email somebody every stinking day if you want to. Please don't do that with your Messenger list. What I recommend is up to once a week, mm-hmm. and at least 3 times. If you're going to build a launch list, and this is where we go back to having 5-10 related products to offer, you're going to build a launch list, only message them once, and then think that you can come back 3, 5, 6, 12 months later and launch another product with them. Yeah. Guess what? That's like bad boyfriends. You know, I'm sure you've experienced this. I know that I experienced this, where you like go out with somebody, you have a really great experience with them, and you know, you think, oh, like, wow, this is really great. And then you don't hear from them for like ever again for like 2 months, you know, and then one night, late at night, they like text you and they're like, just like, you're a jerk. I am not talking to you. Guys, please don't do that. Like, why do you think that works? I don't know. But it doesn't. It doesn't work in dating, and it doesn't work in marketing. And so create that consistent communication, that relationship with the audience. They know, like, and trust you, and they know that being on your list is going to be a valuable experience.
Definitely, definitely. So I think we're running out of time, and it was such a great session. I really enjoyed talking to you about Messenger bots and how to launch products, and also like to improve visibility and ranking and get reviews. It was very educational, and it was super fun talking to you.
Thank you.
So, okay, I guess we can wrap up the call now. So I hope we can talk again in the next episode, or probably a few weeks later, where we can discuss new Q1 strategies and other quarter strategies. And if you have any other anything else that you'd like to add, we can definitely have another session, right?
So, yeah, absolutely.
If you guys want to get in touch with Michelle, you can go to amzmessengerbotclub.com, which is, the link is in the description below. And thank you so much for joining the call today. And if you like the video, give us a thumbs up. Do subscribe to us on YouTube and do follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to go to sellerapp.com and sign up for a 7-day free trial. So until next time, thank you so much for joining again. Mm-hmm.